All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. Now, I need to start this with something a little funny, but yeah, obviously I've had some computer problems, and I had to reinstall Windows and all this other stuff. Now, there's something, well, I didn't know it was happening, and you guys don't seem to care, so that's cool, but honestly, I didn't know that a lot of my audio from my videos was coming through my mic. Like, it doesn't seem to be an issue because you guys still watch all the time, and obviously there's no issue with me reading, and you guys seem to follow along anyway. But, apparently a lot of the audio in the game comes through the mic, and it's kind of not, like, perfect. But, I tried my headphones and putting them on, and it was just too much in my ears. Like, it was just too... I couldn't do it. So, I'm not even talking about the sound of the game. I'm talking about my voice, which can be really loud sometimes, even for me. So, basically, guys, it would be better for me to just go ahead and start doing the... Well, excuse me. It would be better to just continue to do what I'm doing. You guys seem to not mind too much. I don't mind. I enjoy doing it like this. So we're just going to go ahead and continue. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't. But I tried everything. See, what was going on is I had a Realtek HD as my desktop audio. But the funny thing about that is that Realtek HD doesn't actually work unless you have speakers connected to your PC. So the whole time I thought I was recording some sort of desktop sound and the mic at the same time, but that's not what was going on. Because according to what I looked at somebody from Reddit, you can't even use that without having some sort of speakers. You know, because obviously my television, it has NVIDIA. It uses, most of my sound comes from my NVIDIA card. So NVIDIA sounds great. I like it. I don't have any issue with it. You guys don't have any issue with it. So we're just going to go ahead and continue with it and roll it. But, yeah, so the big secret is I always thought I was recording using the Realtek, and apparently I'm not. Now, I don't know why there's so much fuzz. Maybe there just always was and I didn't notice. Maybe you guys didn't really care. But at the same time, yeah, we're just going to continue to roll right along with this. If anybody has any issues, let me know, but I don't think there will be, since we've done hundreds of videos like this, so, yeah. So that's all out of the, that's done. That's pretty much all I wanted to say about that. So, tomorrow, well, today is December the 1st. So what are we going to do? Well, guys, we're in the middle of a multi-week. This is something I'm only doing this week because I didn't really get you guys enough comics, and there was a lot of shit going on, so I didn't get to do a lot of the things I wanted to do. Even on, unfortunately, Monday when DP came over, I was fucking about with this shit, and I was confused, and we didn't get near as much content done as we needed to. So I'm making it up to you by giving you content now. I hope you like it. We're about to go through Gore Screaming Show and Inyochu today. And tomorrow, we'll be going through some Chaos comics, I think. I think we're going to try to do some of that. Since the Vampirella and all that, it seems to do alright. But I figured we could go through some of the Evil Ernies and the Vampirellas. You know, they're single-issue scans. Scans are all that exist for these guys, and they're in kind of black and white, so you let me know what you think. But we're going to try them, and hopefully you'll like them. And of course, they'll be part of our Classic Comics Week, which we will continue into next week by doing a... part Classic Comics and part Modern Comics. Because we would do a Modern Comics Week. And basically with the Modern Comics, all we're going to do is another Boys, because I know you want that. And we're going to give you another Spawn, because you guys do deserve that, and Spawn does very well on YouTube. I just haven't been able to do all of them, and we'd also like to do other comics from Image. By the way, Image is having a 10s comic sale on Humble, so a lot of the more woke titles in 2010 are available. Be aware, there are a lot of woke titles in 2010. So maybe you'll get some spawns and stuff, but you'll also get a lot of woke comics. So if you don't want woke, probably don't want to support that, but even supporting Image in the old comics would support woke stuff. So, you know, it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you really love comics like I do, you support them in the hopes that maybe there'll be some good ones coming out anyway from Image. But, yeah, we've got Grippies coming back. They may already be back. I don't know, but if they are, and they do more comic bundles, definitely we'll pick those up. I also picked up some Dynamite, so I got some more of the newer Vampirellas and a couple more other issues we want to go through. Remember, we're not just hentai visual novels, we're not just adult visual novels. We are comics. So comics are a big part of this, and they always have been a part of me, so I'm not going to stop reading the comics. You know, I know some of you guys love the comics, and we're there. We're going to continue that. Even if only a few of you are watching, that's a few people that care. You know, they want to, they're like, hey, we want to continue on from this story. We like this story. So we're giving it to you. We're going to give you more Spawn, more classic Spawn, because why not? I'm actually watching the series right now on HBO Max, and it's great. I never really got a chance to catch it as a kid, so I think they've done a very good job with it, especially with Todd McFarlane introducing every episode, kind of like, Alfred Hitchcock, yeah. So it's good. Definitely check that one out. Other than that, there's really not a whole lot more to say. Obviously, when we do the first of the month, it's always going to be about content update. I'm sorry this month wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. We did get our Gore Screaming show. We did get a few of the classic comics. You got Exchange, which is weirding me out. You got some more Leap of Faith. You got Fresh Women completely finished. And there's just a bunch of other stuff that's coming along. We Were Just Kids started. Obviously, we're still doing our Transmetropolitan. We're still doing our The Invisibles, which you guys have liked. So there's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Still continuing our shows. Still continuing the open mic. It's a lot of fun. You guys need to check that out. Still trying to find movies for you guys. Now, I understand the quality of the movies is not great because they're coming from the mic. I did not know that. But it's more about watching and kind of talking. You know, we want to do more of a Riff Tracks thing, but we haven't really gotten that off the ground yet. And we definitely want to do more of your Married with Children and the cartoons. We definitely want to bring those back. We hadn't got a chance to do those. So we'll probably just do some more cartoons and stuff this coming Monday. And Super Seducer, I'd lost all my progress in Super Seducer. It's not a big deal, guys. Super Seducer, I can probably go back through in maybe 45 minutes. Because it's a choice-based game. You disable the little movies, you go through the whole thing, and then you're back where you're at. So it's no big deal. But I know you guys want to see the rest of Super Seducer, so we'll do that. And that's pretty much all we have. Now, keep in mind, it's going to be my busy season. It's the busiest season of retail. I'm going to try to see if I can find something else later on in January. See if I can kind of look around. I'm getting myself evaluated again to see where I'm at with my autism and on the spectrum. Obviously, a lot of you guys can tell. And Ken could tell when I did a conversation with him. He highly recommends I get tested because there's a lot that I can get as far as benefits and things like that for being on the spectrum. And I'm not talking about, like, unofficially like a lot of people like to do. But, yeah. It would be good to see where I'm at, basically. And no, I'm not going for neat bucks or anything. I'm just trying to see if I can find something in computers or computer field, because that's what I'm pretty good at. And I learned a lot about computers over just the past couple of days with all the repair. I learned a lot about PowerShell commands, going through Windows services, and just a lot of stuff that usually people wouldn't want to fuck with. They were like, I don't want to do all that. I'll take it to somebody else and that knows what they're doing. Well, I learned. Just like I learned how to build my rig, I learned how to repair it. And I learned what things don't need to be running and what things don't need to be. And checking my different, processes on my task manager, making sure that my C drive isn't going at 100%. I've got a new external. So if this ever happens again, all my games are backed up on the external. There's no need for me to back up any games at all. They're all on the external. So very few things will need to come with me on the next install. And of course, I'll be doing that once a year because I was told to install Windows once a year to keep it going, also clean my computer once a year. That's something that's going to probably happen next week as well. And God willing, I do a good job on that. Shouldn't be too hard. I'm not going to put it through too much trouble. Just a little bit of canned air and a static free cloth or something, like one of those things they have in automotive. Something like that, I think. So we'll try that. We'll see how that works. But other than that, guys, I don't think there's a whole lot more I have to talk about. And I really do need to get started on the games that you guys want to see. So this will be all I'm doing for Grim Rants Into the Heavens. And again, there's really nothing I have important to rant about right now. So let's go ahead and end it here. And I'll see you next time when Grim Rants Into the Heavens.